Hi, my name is Dr. Peter Angud, President and CEO for the American Association for Physician Leadership. And I'm here to tell you about a new AAPL podcast show. The show is called Inspired Healthcare Leaders with Peter Angud, MD. This podcast is designed to showcase a variety of individuals, mostly physicians, whose leadership in healthcare is making a significant impact on the industry in a wide variety of ways. While AAPL has been sponsoring a podcast series for several years now with Mike Sakopoulos called soundpractice.com, that podcast has delivered over 150 episodes related to healthcare, but we thought it important to expand AAPL's spectrum and focus of topics with this new podcast series. This podcast features interviews mostly with physician leaders and the occasional other healthcare leader who are at all stages of their careers. The format will have both audio and video guests on the podcast, all recognized luminaries and experts in the industry. They will provide insights on the industry, their own journeys of leadership, and they will share lessons learned, key moments, and stories from their own leadership path that has made them the leaders they are today. In so doing, they will help demonstrate how leadership, especially physician leadership, improves healthcare. We're going to discuss aspects of leadership people do not hear about in the normal course of the day or through standard medical education and training. The practical nature of the conversations in each show, as well as the tight interview structure, provides exciting new ideas and actionable advice from physician leaders in the trenches. I'm a fan of podcasting as a source of information. In fact, arguably, Rich Savell, a medical intensivist, current chair of medicine at Jersey City Medical Center, and a full professor at Rutgers University, myself, and a few others brought forward the very first medical podcast interview back in 2007. That's when Rich introduced the Critical Care podcast series. A lot has certainly changed since that initial offering. So, along with the usual podcast delivery channels such as Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or any other podcast app you might use, we will also host a video component of these episodes. This will both be the full recording with our guests, as well as shorter highlights from each episode. So I've already been busy recording episodes with some terrific guests and can't wait to share those with you. We have a solid pipeline of episodes to guarantee that no matter how busy, I'll always be able to deliver an episode to your feed on a bi-weekly schedule. So for this coming summer, 2024, these are some of the examples of people we're speaking with. Geeta Nayyar, former chief medical officer at Salesforce. Bruce Siegel, President and CEO of America's Essential Hospitals. Albert Wu, the Fred and Juliet Soper Professor of Health Policy and Management at Johns Hopkins. Bruce Spurlock, President and CEO of Convergence Health. Ron Hirsch, Vice President of Regulations and Education at the R1 RCM Group. He's got a wide variety of insights on healthcare. Lainey Friedman Ross, the Dean's Professor and Chair for the Department of Health, Humanities, and Bioethics at the University of Rochester. And she's also the lead at the Paul Scheibe School of Medical and Healthcare Ethics at the University of Rochester. Then there's Harry Greenspun, a well-rounded individual who's now a partner at Caliber One, who is discussing all of the different ways that physicians can engage outside of the delivery system. Brian McDonough, a media personality in his own right, radio personality in the Philly and New York area, as well as an active podcaster. And he's got a long history in family medicine of contributing on the educational front. And myself, who am I? Well, I've been president and CEO for AAPL since 2011. Previously, I was the inaugural chief patient safety officer at the Joint Commission. I've been a patient safety advisor to the World Health Organization, senior advisor to the National Quality Forum. I was the chief patient safety officer for GE's patient safety organization at one time. But prior to all of those, I enjoyed 25 years of academic trauma, now acute care surgery practice, completing my academic career as a full professor of surgery, anesthesia, emergency medicine, and had a wonderful involvement in a whole variety of different professional societies and continue to do so. But here's a little bit about AAPL as well. The association is now 50 years old and continues with the overall goal of improving patient outcomes, workforce wellness, and continuing to help refine both domestic and international healthcare delivery. We are primarily focused on the personal and professional transformation of all physicians, and through them, the organizations where they work and serve. AAPL remains the only association solely focused on providing this level of approach for leadership development in healthcare. Since its founding in 1975, AAPL has now educated well over 250,000 docs across 40 different countries, and that includes CEOs, chief medical officers, and a variety of physicians at all stages and all levels of healthcare. And as you might know, I firmly believe that at some level, all physicians are leaders. Leadership is learned. So please enjoy this podcast. I welcome your feedback, but most importantly, have a good time learning from these experts in the field. They have so much to contribute. Thank you so much.